Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let's see. Verse 31, the robe of ephod is to be all blue. There will be a hole in the center of it to slip over the head. And it'll be a binding of woven work so that it may not fray or tear, the Amplified says. So the Lord don't like tore and frayed stuff. Right? He said, make it this way so it doesn't frazzle and fray. He don't want to see all this torn and frazzled stuff. I'm reading the Bible now, right? He goes on to say, you make the pomegranates of blue and purple, verse 33, gold bells. My, my, my. Then he talked about him a hat, a turban. Make a plate of pure gold and engrave on it, holy to the Lord. Fasten it on the front of the turban with a blue cord. Verse 38, it'll be on Aaron's forehead. Verse 39, weave the long sleeve tunic of checkerwork, fine linen, silk. Make a turban of fine linen or silk. Make a girdle the work of an embroiderer. You'll make long sleeve tunics and belts and sashes and caps for what? For what? Glory and honor and beauty. And you'll put them on Aaron, your brother, and his sons with them. You'll anoint them and ordain them and sanctify them that they may serve me as priests. My, my, my. Very specific. He says, this is how I want them dressed when they come in to minister before me. How many believe this would have been expensive? What would this have cost today? Huh? You went in to the tailor and you said, I want this made like this. It's got to be out of these certain materials. What do you think the bill would be? We're talking about one suit. And then you have to go over to the jeweler because half of this outfit's jewelry. And you say, I want you to make this and you got to have these certain kind of stones and it got to be this size. How much would it have been? Whose idea was it? The glory of his house. The glory. Are you with me now? Go with me to 1 Kings, I believe it is, and I think we can close with this. 1 Kings, the 10th chapter. I have a lot more, but for time's sake, we won't endeavor to get into it. 1 Kings chapter 10. You have to remember, like 1 Corinthians 10 says, that the things that happened that are recorded in the Old Testament are written for our examples. They're written as admonition to us. 1 Corinthians 10, 11, I believe it is, says. How many understand that Solomon's rule and reign is representative of something? The Bible talks about King of Kings. We have page after page that is recorded of Solomon's kingdom and how he operated. It's representative of the Lord himself. And you know, Solomon didn't ask for this. You remember when Solomon became king and he offered all these sacrifices. He gave all these huge offerings to the Lord and the Lord appeared to him and said, what? Ask me, what do you want? What did he say? He said, I got a big job in front of me here. I'm stepping into my daddy's shoes, King David. I got millions of people in this nation. Give me wisdom. Give me understanding. And the Lord was pleased with that question, wasn't he? He said, you asked the right thing. Yeah. And because you asked that, I'm going to give you what you didn't ask for. Yeah. Riches, yeah. Strength and honor and glory and long life. Amen. It's always been God's will. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Always been God's will. Now look at this. It describes down through the 9th chapter all the stuff it took to run Solomon's house. How many millions and millions were coming into him all the time. The Bible said he laid up so much gold that they didn't even want silver anymore. They said, "We got a load of silver." He said, "Ah, take that somewhere else. We already got too much silver. We're only taking gold now." That's right. That's where they got to. Silver was accounted as nothing, the Bible said. That's how rich they were. Hmm? That's like saying, you know, we don't take $100 bills no more. We only take thousands, so it's just not worth fooling with. Now, you think that sounds funny. I know of a man. I know of a man. I could call his name and where he's at. And somebody was talking to him about a deal, an investment. And they finally got to the numbers, and the return was supposed to be how much?
Like 10 million or something.
10 million. 10 million. And he said, "Oh, I'm not going to fool with that." He's serious. He's got that kind of money. He said, "It's not worth fooling with. Just to make 10 million? Is it, that's what he said. Is it true that the wealth of the sinner is what? Laid up? For all this wealth that is stockpiled over all the world and in the hands of the ungodly, is it supposed to just sit there while ministries do without? While the gospel is not preached all around the world in power? No. Couldn't be the will of God. But anyway, the Queen of Sheba heard about this. All the way over in her country. And she heard of the fame. Are you with me now? 1 Kings 10:1, of the fame of Solomon with the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels bearing spices, very much gold and precious stones. And when she'd come to Solomon, she communed with him about all that was in her mind. Solomon answered all her questions. There was nothing hidden from the king which he failed to explain to her. How many understand wisdom is better than money? Right? Oh, glory to God. But if you study in Proverbs, wisdom's connected with money, making money, and getting rich. And the Bible said when the Queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom and skill and the house he had built, the food of his table, the seating of his officials, the standing at attention of his servants, their apparel, their clothes, their cupbearers, his ascent by which he went up to the house of the Lord. She was breathless and overcome. Because of what? We're talking about glory and riches. Do you see this? When she saw, she was there apparently for a little while. And when it was time to eat, and she saw how the people came in there that set up the food and how they served it. And how they were dressed. And with the precision. And with the beauty. And with the glory that they operated. And she saw Solomon when it was time for him to go up to the Lord's house and pray. Or to bring an offering. He'd stand up. Everybody stand up around him. And there was this beautiful entrance out and to the house of the Lord. And the fanfare and the clothes and the beauty. The Bible said she lost her breath. She was like, she said, "It was true report that I heard in my own land of your acts and your sayings and wisdom. I didn't believe it until I came and my eyes have seen, and behold, the half was not told me. The wisdom and goodness exceeds the fame that I heard. Happy are your men, and happy are these your servants who stand continually before you, hearing your wisdom. Blessed be the Lord your God, who delighted in you and set you on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. He made you king to execute justice and righteousness." And she gave him 120 talents of gold before she left. How many believe when the man's ways please the Lord, he'll make even his enemies to be at peace with him? He'll cause money to come to him and riches and glory to come. It's the will of God. It's the plan of God. And how many believe this is representative? Is there language in here that you've heard in other parts of the Scripture, like the New Testament? The half has never been told? What? What's that about? How many believe when we see the Lord? How many believe in heaven and in the completed house of the Lord? When we see the way the angels operate, when we see the way the saints will stand up and sing, when we see the beautiful robes and we see the operations of the Lord, people are going to go, oh, glory to God. We never heard the half of it. How's he supposed to be represented down here? We can't compete with heaven, but we can sure do the best that is available, and we can believe God until we come up to the place where people see and go, whoa. Boy, did you see how those singers came out? Did you hear that? Did you hear the sound system in that place? Wow. Did you see the video feed? Did you see the case that the tape came in? Did you see the toilet paper holders in that place? Huh? Did you see the flowers? Did you see that? Is this the will of God?
Yes.
Are all His things to be conducted this way?
Yes.
I mean, in the New Testament, He said, let everything be done decently and in order. Now, that's not structured and dead. That's everything has its own place, and everything is beautiful, and everything is arranged, and everything is aright, and money is no object. Whatever it costs, that's what it costs, but if it represents the Lord, well. How many are with me on this now? I'm not just talking to hear myself think on this. I believe this. I'm sowing towards this. The church is sowing towards this. Amen. I'm thankful. Don't you miss? I'm thankful. 2 years old and we're blessed like we are. I'm thankful. But I believe we serve a God who is so much bigger. He's so much greater. He can bring us up to a place. Hallelujah. Where people come in and they go, whoo. Oh. Wow. How about when they come visit you, when you have them over to your house for dinner? Huh? And they just walk through your garage and go, whoo. You blessed, ain't you, brother? You go, that's right. You got that right. They see your silverware on your table. They see your stuff. They see how you operate. Does it glorify God? The more that you're blessed, does it glorify Him when you're living a godly life? Oh, hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Glory of God's House, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R625. That's R625, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.